We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. What a week for Underwood. The Eagles got back on the winning track as they thumped Tri-Center last week, 64-33, on the heels of losing to Clarinda. And Nate McHaleson, head coach for Underwood Eagles, joins me now. And, Coach, you got to be happy with the turnaround.
Yeah, honestly, just looking for a bounce back week from our guys. Obviously lots of film that we had to correct and lots of, habits that we had to break and just got back to doing some of the more basic things and had a great week of practice. And I think that contributed to the fast start and ultimately the victory Friday night. So I'm really proud of our team. Obviously we needed it in a bad way. And then, looking forward to continuing to take the next step here this week.
33-7 at halftime. Then you closed it out with 24 points in the fourth quarter. Were you more happy with the start or happy with the finish?
I think both, but I did think a fast start was crucial. I just thought coming off a week where we didn't play very well, I just thought it was important for our guys to have success early. And we did that. I thought we were kind of clicking on all cylinders there in the first half until about the last drive that they had there right before half. I thought the second half offensively, we still continue to play really well. I think the big play in the passing game in terms of, our defense allowing the big play over the top kind of, left a little to be desired there in the second half, but, really proud of the offense and the way they continue to respond after every score. So happy to see the way we closed the game as well. But I thought, getting off to a fast start was crucial.
When I look at the stat sheet, there's a lot of things that stand out. Certainly Garrett Lutt threw for 316, four touchdowns, but maybe more impressive was how equally distributed the passes were. I mean, you had three guys who had four catches, another one with three, another one with two guys with one. What can you say that about Garrett and how he was able to, spread the wealth around?
Well, I think Garrett is, Garrett's a very veteran quarterback at this point in his career. And I think, he knows, obviously he's going to take what the defense gives him and he's become a real student of the game in terms of understanding our offense and being able to read a defense and going, the proper place with the ball, each and every time he drops back. So, and I think more so than anything, it's probably what the defense was giving us. I do think it's crucial to be able to have multiple guys that, can catch the football and make plays, because I think that doesn't allow the defense to just, center their focus on one guy. So I think, being able to distribute the ball to multiple receivers and stretching the field or taking a check down, whatever it is, I think that all that's important. And I think we definitely did that on Friday.
And you were worried about your receivers at the start of the season, Coach. a weakness has been turned almost into a strength now with that core.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it was probably the position that we were probably, I don't know if, worried, I guess is probably the term I use, but in terms of just lack of experience, it was definitely the group that I was just kind of wondering how that was going to shake out. And early in the season, those guys have done a really good job. I do think they played a little bit with a chip on their shoulder this past week, just because I think, we didn't have our best game against Clarinda and the receivers, there's a lot of balls that we dropped that they would like to have back. I think sometimes that's just a focus thing, and they had a great week of practice and that translated into the game. And I was really proud to see those guys turn around, because we all know what they're capable of. Garrett has a supreme confidence in those guys, and that's what we're going to need moving forward.
And you will need everything moving forward, because you got a tough test here with Trainer, two teams that are ranked in Class 1A. You're ranked sixth, they're ranked fifth. I know that doesn't mean anything really to coaches, but still it indicates a tough game. The winner will have the upper hand in the district, no doubt about it. So when you look at Trainer, what's the first thing you got to focus in on?
Well, just a really, really, you know, explosive, you know, really, really great team in general. You know, I think they've got all the, you know, components of a great team. They've got, you know, tons of skill position players back from last year that are explosive and fast and again, experienced. They've got a really big physical offensive line. I think they've got, you know, the new quarterback, I feel like is a dual threat kid, has success, you know, through the air and on the ground, kind of a swarming defense, and then, you know, some really good specialty players on the special teams units. So I just think they're a really balanced team. I think they can you know, hurt you in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I think this is a game that typically goes down to the wire, and hopefully we can play well enough to, you know, make it a ball game similar to that, you know, this Friday.
When I think of a football game, I mean, the first thing you always think of is turnovers, of course, and maybe another thing is big plays, either stopping, preventing big plays or getting big plays. But I think that latter one is so huge in this football game because both offenses have the ability to go for big plays. So how do you see that and trying to prevent that from happening?
Well, I think both offenses, you know, in their own right are pretty explosive. However, I do think that both defenses have shown what they're capable of as well. You know, I think Trainer, as of right now, has only given up, you know, 12 or 13 points a game. You know, obviously, you know, we're not quite in that realm. But I do think, you know, we've played really good halves of football and then just kind of lack some focus here or there. So I think, you know, I think we got it in us to play a complete game of football on the defensive side. But yeah, I just think, you know, this could be a situation where, obviously, I think both defenses just try to limit the big plays, you know, and I guess our philosophy defensively is, you know, if teams are going to score on us, we'd rather have it be in, you know, a methodical fashion and make them work for it and put drives together. So, you know, I think it'll probably be an emphasis of both defenses this week to not give up the big play. But, you know, I do think both offenses are capable of it. So we'll just kind of have to see how it shakes out.
Both teams know each other really well. You faced each other twice last year. You got them in the playoffs by one. They beat you in the regular season by one. You know, assuming that both teams make the playoffs, that could happen again. Who knows? But that's neither here nor there. How does that familiarity play a factor in a game like this?
Well, I do think, you know, both teams are probably going into Friday's game and like, you know, we kind of know their strengths. They know our strengths. You know, we kind of understand each other from a philosophical standpoint, you know, in terms of how our offenses operate, you know, what we're going to run defensively. I don't think we're going to necessarily surprise in each other in that regard. So I just think it probably comes down to execution and who executes the best. And, you know, like I said, we're expecting a dogfight, a really good game, similar to what it was a year ago. And we're going to have to be at our best in order for that to happen.
Should be a great game, Coach. Really appreciate your time and best of luck against the Cardinals. Thanks so much.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nate McHaleson, head coach for Underwood Football, joining us here on KSOM.